All right, let's dive into something pretty fascinating today. Accessible justice online.
Okay.
I think this is really interesting. Imagine like all those messy legal disputes getting sorted out
Yeah.
fairly and easily, all online. And not just for people who can, you know, afford the fancy lawyers
Yeah.
talking about justice for everyone. That's the idea behind online dispute resolution,
Yeah.
or ODR. And today we're going to unpack a project that's actually working to make this happen.
It's a game changer, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about, like, folks who are representing themselves in court, you know, having to go through all those complex procedures,
Right.
often feeling, you know, lost and intimidated.
Yeah.
ODR can really level the playing field for them, making the whole process less daunting,
Right.
more affordable, way more convenient.
Okay. So less stuffy courtrooms, less paperwork.
Yeah.
That definitely sounds appealing. But is it really as simple as just like building the tech and bam, problem solved?
Not quite. There's this really fascinating project called the ODR Party Engagement Project,
okay,
or OPEN for short, run by the Resolution Systems Institute.
Right.
They're tackling a big question. Why people aren't using court-provided ODR as much as they could be.
Interesting.
And it turns out that just building it doesn't necessarily mean people will come.
So what's the holdup? I mean, if it's designed to make things easier,
Right.
why aren't people, like, jumping at the chance?
Well, their research uncovered some pretty interesting findings,
Yeah.
especially in Texas. Only about 24% of people who are actually referred to ODR
Wow.
actually use it.
Okay.
But compare that to Michigan, where they have caseworkers who are actually supporting people through the whole process.
Yeah.
Their usage jumps to 48%.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
Right.
Makes you wonder what's going on in Texas.
Yeah.
Is it like a lack of awareness, or are there like other deeper issues going on?
Well, it's kind of both, actually.
Really?
Many people, they just don't know that ODR even exists. You know, imagine you're receiving a court notice
right.
about this online option. But it's full of legal jargon. Like, you can't even decipher it.
Yeah.
You might not even realize what they're actually offering.
Right.
And even those who are aware, you know, they often have misconceptions. Maybe they're, like, intimidated by technology.
Right.
Or maybe they're a little skeptical about resolving legal issues online.
It makes you think about, like, how often we assume that technology is just inherently accessible.
Right.
But the reality is a lot more nuanced.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just about giving people the tool. It's about making sure they, you know, understand it and trust it.
Right.
So how does this open project fit into all of this?
Well, the open project is funded by the AAA ICDR Foundation.
Okay.
And they're really trying to tackle this problem. They're on a mission to kind of bridge this gap and make ODR truly accessible. And they're doing it in a really smart way, like a human-centered way.
Okay. Human-centered, you say?
Yes.
So tell me more.
So they started by gathering insights directly from the source. They actually had focus groups with people similar to those who represent themselves in court.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
They really wanted to understand the real barriers that people face. Not just, you know, assume that they knew the answers.
Yeah. Get the information straight from those who would be using it.
Exactly.
What kind of insights did they actually get from those focus groups?
Well, it was actually pretty eye-opening.
Okay.
They found out that a one-size-fits-all approach wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people learn and process information in different ways.
Right.
And some people might not even have regular internet access.
So how do you address such a diverse range of needs and,
yeah.
you know, comfort levels with technology?
That's the challenge.
Yeah. Seems like a tough one.
But the Open Project is tackling it head on.
Okay.
They're actually developing resources in all kinds of different formats. You know, they have like clear and concise written guides. They have engaging videos.
Oh, cool.
And even a user-friendly website. And here's the key.
Okay.
They are ditching the confusing legal jargon
yeah.
in favor of plain language
okay.
that everyone can understand.
Now, that's an idea I can get behind, legal
right.
language. Even for someone, you know, who's relatively comfortable with legal processes,
yeah.
it can feel like a whole other world sometimes.
Right.
So simplifying it seems like a critical step in making ODR accessible.
Absolutely.
But how can they be sure that these resources are actually going to be effective?
Well, they're not leaving anything to chance. They're doing nationwide usability testing.
Okay.
To make sure that their tools were really easy and intuitive to use
right.
for everyone, regardless of their tech skills.
Makes sense.
It's all about making sure these resources really hit the mark.
This all sounds really impressive, but what's the, like, long game here?
Right.
What kind of impact is the Open Project hoping to make in the grand scheme of things?
Their ultimate goal is to really equip courts with the knowledge and the resources.
Okay.
To design user-friendly ODR programs
mm-hmm.
that really empower people.
Okay.
Imagine a world where people can understand their rights and navigate the legal process confidently.
Yeah.
Regardless of their background.
Right.
Or their technical expertise.
So they've got the resources. They've got, you know, big goals.
Mm-hmm.
How do they plan to actually bridge that gap?
They're not just developing materials and hoping for the best.
Right.
They're actually going to provide ongoing technical assistance to courts.
Okay.
Helping them implement these programs.
Okay.
And really make ODR a valuable tool for resolving these disputes.
So they're not just throwing technology at the problem and walking away.
No, no.
They're really creating a roadmap and providing support.
Exactly.
I like it. But before we get too lost in the, you know, the details of implementation.
Right.
I'm curious about the specifics of what they've already created.
Let's dive into those details after a quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to get, caught up in the big picture.
Right.
But the Open Project has made, like, some serious progress.
Okay.
You know, developing these really practical solutions.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to wrap up in March 2025.
Wow.
But they've already come up with some really insightful model materials
yeah.
based on all that feedback
right.
from those focus groups we were talking about.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Getting down to the nitty gritty.
Exactly.
Like how to make this actually work.
Yeah.
What kind of things have they come up with?
Well, let's take those court notices, for example.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about them being like full of legal jargon?
Yeah, they can be pretty overwhelming for
yeah.
anyone, really, especially
right.
when you're, you know, dealing with a legal situation.
Exactly. So the Open Project, they created a sample notice.
Okay.
That's, you know, really clear and concise.
Mm.
And it just gets right to the point. It explains, you know, what ODR is, how it works.
Right.
Why it might be a good option for someone.
So instead of just being, like, bombarded with confusing legal terms,
yeah.
they're getting a simple, easy-to-understand explanation.
Exactly.
It seems like such a small change.
Mm.
But I can see how that could have a, you know, a big impact.
Absolutely.
On whether someone's even willing to consider ODR.
It's all about, like, setting the right tone.
Yeah.
Building that trust.
Right.
And it's not just notices.
Okay.
They've also developed a model website.
Oh, cool.
That courts can adapt for their own ODR programs.
Okay.
So imagine like a one-stop shop
mm-hmm.
where people can find everything they need to know.
Right.
Clear instructions, FAQs, links to more resources, all laid out in a user-friendly way.
That's a great idea. Having all that information readily available
yeah.
could make a world of difference.
It really could.
Especially, you know, for those who aren't really, you know, comfortable or familiar with
mm-hmm.
navigating online systems. But what about those who, you know, might not have regular internet access.
Right.
Or maybe they prefer learning in a different way.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking, you know, older adults, folks in rural communities
yeah,
or
yeah.
people who just, you know, aren't as comfortable online.
They've thought about that too.
Okay.
The Open Project also developed a really, a comprehensive written guide.
Okay.
That basically walks people through the ODR process.
Okay.
Step by step.
So it's an offline option.
Exactly.
Nice.
And for those who prefer, like, visual learning.
Right.
They even produced a video.
Oh, wow.
That explains ODR.
That's cool.
In a clear and engaging way.
That's a really thoughtful approach.
Yeah.
Recognizing that, you know, not everyone learns the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Providing those options to cater to different needs.
Right.
I'm really impressed, like, with the level of detail.
Yeah.
And the consideration they put into this.
It's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
It is.
You know, they could have just focused on building the technology and left it at that.
Right.
But they went, you know, above and beyond
mm-hmm.
to really make ODR accessible.
Yeah.
By considering that. Like human element.
Right.
The different ways people learn and interact.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that technology alone isn't enough.
Right.
It's about how we use it.
Right. Yeah.
To actually empower people.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, especially in the context of the justice system where people often feel, you know, lost mm-hmm. and disempowered.
Yeah.
This approach could be really, like, transformative.
Absolutely.
But I'm curious, you know, they've got these model materials.
Mm-hmm.
How do they actually get them into the hands of the people who need them?
Right.
How do they make sure that they're being used effectively?
That's where their plan for technical assistance comes in.
Okay.
They're going to work directly with courts across the country, helping them implement these programs and communication strategies.
So it's not just creating the resources, it's actually providing the support.
Right, exactly.
To make sure that they're actually implemented.
It's about empowering the courts.
Yeah.
To really utilize ODR to its full potential.
Okay. What a fantastic way to make sure it's sustainable.
Yeah.
It has a long-term impact.
Absolutely. It's a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
Combining, you know, cutting edge technology with that deep understanding of human needs.
Yeah.
And the impact could be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. You know, a world where everyone,
right,
no matter their background, no matter their circumstances,
yeah,
has equal access to justice.
It's an inspiring vision for sure.
It is.
But let's be real for a moment.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that only 24% of people referred to ODR in Texas actually used it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people who are potentially missing out on a really beneficial tool. What are some of the reasons why that might be happening?
Yeah.
What kind of barriers are preventing people from taking advantage of ODR?
You've hit on a really important point there.
Yeah.
And, you know, while the Open Project is doing great work addressing some of these barriers, there are still like some deeper issues at play.
Okay.
For instance, one major factor, as we touched on earlier, is just the lack of awareness about ODR.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they just don't know it exists.
Right.
It's like a viable option.
Right.
And even for those who do know about it,
there's
often a lack of understanding about, you know, how it works, what types of cases are eligible, and the benefits it offers.
So it's not just about knowing it exists. It's about understanding the nuances and applications.
Exactly.
What other challenges contribute to these, you know, low usage rates?
Well, then you have the issue of, you know, digital literacy and access. It's just a reality that not everyone has equal access to technology.
Right.
Or, you know, the skills to actually navigate these online systems comfortably.
Yeah.
Think about, like, you know, older adults.
Yeah.
Low-income communities.
Yeah.
Individuals with disabilities.
Right.
Or even, you know, folks in rural areas with limited internet connectivity.
Right.
They face huge challenges.
Yeah.
You know, accessing and using these tools.
It's a good point. We often assume that, you know, everyone's comfortable online.
Right.
But that's not always the case.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when it comes to something as important as accessing justice, these disparities can have serious consequences.
Absolutely.
What else are people struggling with?
Well, another big one is the element of trust.
Okay.
Or rather the lack of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people might just be, you know, a little skeptical about using these online platforms.
Right.
Maybe they've had bad experiences with technology in the past, or maybe they just don't trust, you know, the impartiality or the security of these online systems.
It's understandable, especially when you're dealing with, you know, such personal and sensitive legal matters.
Exactly.
People want to feel heard, understood, you know, confident
that
their case is being handled fairly.
Right.
And that can be hard to do online.
Yeah, it's a real challenge.
Yeah. It's interesting because on the one hand, you know, ODR has this potential to make the system more accessible and more efficient. Mm. But on the other hand, there's this tension between, you know, the impersonal nature of technology and the really personal nature of, you know, legal disputes.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's not forget the language barrier either.
Oh, right.
Legal jargon can be incredibly confusing, even for native English speakers.
Right.
Imagine trying to navigate this complex legal system in a language that's not even your first language.
Right. It would feel impossible.
Exactly. It can be a major obstacle.
Wow. When you lay it all out like that.
Right.
It's clear why those ODR usage rates are still so low.
Yeah.
It's a complex issue with, you know, so many different layers.
Yeah.
From awareness and accessibility to trust and language barriers.
Exactly.
It's encouraging that projects like Open are tackling these challenges, but it also highlights, you know, the need for more systemic changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good reminder that technology is just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
You know, we need to look at the social, economic, and cultural factors as well.
Yeah.
If we really want to create a system that's accessible to everyone.
Couldn't agree more.
We've talked a lot about the barriers.
Yeah.
But I want to circle back to the solutions that the Open Project is working on.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned these really interesting model materials.
Yeah.
Can you give us some specific examples of how they're, you know, tackling these challenges head on?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's take a closer look at some of these model materials.
Okay.
After a quick.
So we're back. And I'm really curious to, like, actually dig into these model materials, the open project I've been working on. You know, it's one thing to just talk about the challenges.
Right.
But it's another thing entirely to see those solutions in action.
Absolutely. Let's go back to those court notices.
Okay.
You remember how we talked about, like, how overwhelming they can be?
Yeah, that's true.
Especially for someone who's already, you know, stressed out.
Right, exactly.
Dealing with a legal situation.
Yeah.
So the open project, they created this sample notice.
Okay.
It's like breath of fresh air.
Okay.
You know, it explains what ODR is, how it works, and why it might be a good fit,
mm-hmm.
all in really simple, straightforward language.
It really is amazing how, like, a small change.
Right.
Like, just using clear and concise language can have such a big impact.
It really is. It's like, you know, instead of just hitting them with this wall of text, it's more like extending a hand.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
And it's not just about simplifying the language, right?
Mm. No, it's not.
You mentioned they also developed a model website.
Yeah, they did.
That courts can use.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
So they designed it to be super user friendly.
Okay.
Like a one-stop shop mm-hmm. where people can find everything they need.
Right.
Step-by-step instructions, FAQs.
Okay.
Links to other resources.
Mm-hmm.
All laid out in a really intuitive way.
Sounds like they really thought about the, you know, the user experience.
They did.
Making it as easy as possible for people to navigate the process online.
Exactly.
But we can't forget about, you know, the people who aren't as comfortable online.
Right.
Or those who just prefer different ways of learning.
Right.
How have they addressed those needs?
They've got that covered.
Okay, good.
So they created this really detailed written guide that basically walks people through the process step by step.
Nice. A more tactile option.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see. And then for those who are more visual learners, they made a video.
Oh, cool.
That explains ODR
right.
in a way that's like clear and engaging.
So they're really meeting people where they are, offering different formats to, you know, match different learning styles and preferences.
Exactly.
It really shows their commitment to, you know, making it inclusive and accessible.
Absolutely. And all of these materials, they're designed with accessibility in mind.
Okay.
Using that plain language, avoiding all that technical jargon.
Right.
They made sure that anyone can understand.
Yeah.
No matter their background.
I like this approach. It's really refreshing. It's not just about, you know, building the tech.
Mm-hmm.
It's about building tech that actually serves people.
Exactly.
And that's really important.
It is.
And they're not stopping there.
Nope. They're planning to provide, like, hands-on technical assistance to courts across the country, helping them use these programs and communication strategies.
So it's not just, you know, handing over materials and saying good luck.
Right.
They're actually providing support and guidance
exactly.
to make sure that these programs are actually, you know, working.
Yeah, it's about empowering the courts to really embrace ODR.
It's really inspiring to see how the open project is combining, you know, that cutting edge technology with a deep understanding of human needs.
It's really cool.
To actually make a difference in people's lives.
It really is a testament to the power of, you know, human-centered design.
Yeah.
When we prioritize people's needs and experiences, we can create technology that's not just functional, but also empowering and inclusive.
This deep dive into the open project has been amazing.
I agree.
It's shown us that accessible justice isn't just this, you know, lofty idea.
Mm.
It's something we can actually work towards.
Absolutely.
It's about, you know, challenging the status quo, questioning assumptions,
right.
and really designing systems that work for everyone.
And it's a good reminder that, you know, even small changes can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Like, you know, rewriting a court notice or creating a website that's easy to use.
As we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a thought.
Okay.
What are your takeaways from all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're curious to learn more about ODR and its impact, you know, in your own community.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's inspired you to think about other systems that could benefit from this approach.
Whatever it is, we hope this deep dive has left you feeling informed and empowered.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit hopeful about the future.
I think so.
You know, the potential for technology to create a more just world.
A more equitable world for everyone.
For everyone.
I like it.